last breaths, how to revive them. And bhakti also needed some revival. Narad Muni strongly recommend, I recommend you hear Bhagavatam. A root with a seeker. Narad Muni would go find the seeker, and he was traveling all over, and finally he comes to Badrikashram. You know Badrikashram? You know Badrikashram? On the top of the Himalaya mountain. And there he met four Kumaras, and he proposed, oh, could you please marry Bhagavatam? And some reason why, what for, and who would be in the audience. And the four Kumaras were ready. And they came down to Haridwar, and Bhakti Devi traveled from Vrindavan with Gyan and Vairagya, and on the banks of Ganga. It was very important Bhagavad Katha that was decided. And devotees, all the assembled devotees, they perform big kirtan also for the pleasure of the Lord. In fact, Lord had appeared in that katha. And when Lord comes, demigods were of course there, Shiva and Brahma, Indra and Varuna. All the rivers have appeared, personification. Ganga has a form, Jamuna has a form, Saraswati has a form, and they have their vehicles also. They're riding on their respective vehicles. They have arrived there. Scriptures arrived, Puranas arrived, the Vedas took form, and they arrived. And Rishis and Munis and Jnanis, they all arrived. And they were listening to Bhagavatam. All important, all VIPs. From the universe they were there. Most important business was taking place. What was that? Srimad Bhagavatam was being recited. Nothing more important. So they dropped their businesses in the middle. They ran, they rushed. And because Katha of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, not different from the Lord. Lord appears where katha is performed, katha is decided. Yatra madhavakta gayanti, that is one statement. Tatra tishthami naradaha, I reside, I appear there, where my devotees gather and they hear about me. Tatra tishthami, I could be found there. Naham vasami Vaikunthe. May be difficult to find me in Vaikunth. And Naja yoginam pridaye. In the hearts of yogis meditating, they may not find me, but for sure you could find me where there is Bhagavad Katha being decided. That is, in that particular katha, Lord had appeared. And then Sukadeva Goswami appeared also in that katha. And Arjuna was there, he was playing katha, right? Arjuna was playing katha. And Indra was playing drum. Oh, letting go of the harm, the whole presentation. And parts of chanting and dancing was on, and this was towards the end, samapan, conclusion of Bhagavatam. And what happened? By this time, Bhakti was getting exhausted, losing her potency at one point in her life. And Gyan and Vairagya, they were in their last breath when they had arrived. But by this time, they were up, jumping and dancing. They're all empowered. Everyone was full of life. Krishna entered all of them in the form of his katha. So during that katha, assembled devotees had a special appeal to the Lord. My dear Lord, as you are present today during this katha, could you also be present in all the future kathas? Could you also be there in Durban with them in all katha? Lord said katha, let it be so. Eager to know about Krishna, want to change the topic, or wants to get Krishna topic going now. He had heard about other many subject matters in previous 9 cantos, including Narasimha Leela, the 7th canto, and Rama Leela, Ramayana, he heard. 9th canto, 2 chapters. And now he wants to hear about Mukunda, Sri Krishna. For what reason did Krishna leave? Piturgeha, the home of his father, that is Mathura. And of course his father was in Mathura in the prison house. So he left prison has left Mathura, Brajam Gataha, and he went to Vrindavan. Why did he do so? Question. What to know about Garbha Sambandha? Rohinyastanayo Prabhto Rama Shankarjanasvaya. He's curious about Balaram. Please tell me about Balaram. How did he manage to go from one womb to another womb? From Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. Vradevasan kim akarod madhupuryam chat keshavah. That Keshav, Sri Krishna, why in Braj Vrindavan? Kim akarod, what did he do? Also tell me, then later on as he went back to Mathura, what were his pastimes there? Yadupuriyam. This is Dwarkapuri. Madhupuri, that is Mathura. Yadupuri, this is Dwarka. Yadupuriyam saha avasi patnyaha kati abhavan prabho. How long did he stay in Dwarka and how we heard he married thousands of wives? Is that true? And how many could he tell us exactly? And we'll make similar plans for ourselves. No way. Something you just have to hear and digest that. Accept that. No invitation. We wish to marry those many queens, that you should first live Govardhan Hill. Prove that your power. Then etat anyatya sarvam me mune krishna vicheshitam. Mune, Shukadev Muni, oh Shukadev Muni, all the Krishna vicheshitam, all the chestas, endeavors, pastimes, leelas we call them. I have asked about some of them, but whatever I have not asked about, but those pastimes also, you please. Vaktum arhasi. You are certainly competent to narrate all those pastimes. Why? Sarvakya. You are Sarvakya. You are knower of everything. Oh, Shukadeva Goswami. Shradhadanaya visvitam. And King Parikshit also talking of, yes, you are qualified to talk because you are knower of everything in relationship with the Lord. But are we eligible, or what is our qualification to hear these pastimes? And King Parikshit said, Shraddha Dhanaya. We are faithful. We are faithful people. That should remind us what we need also to become eligible to hear pastimes. This is one of the items of that eligibility. Shraddha Dhanaya. In fact, that's the basic. Begins there, Ado Shraddha, begins with Shraddha. And Vistrita, please elaborate upon the past lines. The essence of the tree is what? The essence of the tree is the fruit. So all these Vedic compilations, Srila Vyasa, they did. But as if you would go through the first canto of Bhagavatam, there's a dialogue between Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, and Vyasadeva was not satisfied with many other texts he had compiled. And finally it was advised by Narada Muni. Narada Muni is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. On his advice, he compiled yet another scripture, and that was Bhagavatam. And then he was satisfied. So if the author or writer is not satisfied with his other texts, how could the readers or students be satisfied? That's like being satisfied with the trunk of the tree, branches of the tree, everything else, but there is the fruit. That fruit is, what is that fruit? It's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is that fruit. This is part of Bhagavat Mahatmya also. The greatness of Bhagavatam. Towards the beginning, Mahatmya of Bhagavad is spoken. Sometimes they speak at great length. There's so many chapters also compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, Padma Puran, the Puranas, and a whole many, many stories to prove that Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture, the essence of. So from that tree comes the ripened fruit, and Sukadeva Goswami is eating that fruit, ripened fruit, Shukabukha. And then, after Sukadeva Goswami has relished that Bhagavatam, we hear from his lotus mouth, and we drink that Mahaprasad, which has been relished by Sukadeva Goswami. It's all nectarian because it's all Krishna. Madhura adhipatir akhilam madhura. Everything about Krishna is madhur, very sweet. So we invite everybody to drink this nectar. Otherwise we may be drinking poison also. Acharyas say so. This human form of life we have, the rare gift is there. Manusha janam paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya shuniya vishakhaya. We have this human birth, but we failed. We did not worship Radha Radha Khan. Human form of life is there. Not Bhaji. Did not worship Radha Krishna. No. That is like a drinking poison. Human birth. Worship. No worship of Radha Krishna. So it's that wish, that poison. This world is poisonous. These worldly topics are also poisonous. It has poisonous effects and side effects. To neutralize, to counteract all that, Lord has very kindly made available this Kathamrit. Hari Kathamritam Parikshit Maharaj says, we want to drink this Hari Kathamrit. Thirsty and hungry, please. Then more comments. Kalikal Mashadhanam Krishna Charitam. Krishna Charit, the past tense of Sri Krishna are Kali Kalma Chakra. This is the age of Kali, and so many bad effects of this age of Kali, so many flaws and defects. Kaler Dosha Nidhei Rajan. Shukadeva Goswami will be talking in the following cantos. Oh, this is a very defective age. So to counteract all those effects, to remain safe, not become accessible to the age of Kali, what to do? Then this Krishna Charitam, take shelter of the charitam of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, which is taking shelter of Krishna. And that is Mamekam Sharanam Braj also. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Braj. How to do that? This is what we are doing. Mam ekam sharanam praj. Mam ekam, mam. Unto me ekam. That's Sri Krishna. And surrendering to him. So this is following instruction of Bhagavad Gita. One of the conclusive statements. Give up all varieties of religion. Surrender unto me. So we all come and sit down and we hear Bhagavatam, and this is Krishna Charitam, and this is equal, this is taking shelter of the Lord. And then Lord's promise is, Aham Tvam Sarva Pate Bhyo Mokshayishyami Mahasujaha. I will make you free from all the reactions of the sinful activities. So not just counteracting the results, effects of sin is the goal, and counteracting the results of sin, that is becoming liberated, moksha, but moksha is not the goal. The bhakti is the goal. Bhagavan is the goal. Krishna is the goal. We're all bhaktas. Who are we? What is our identity? Krishna bhaktas. Krishna bhaktas are hearing this Bhagavad Katha. Krishna bhaktas are hearing Bhagavad Katha. Means Krishna bhaktas are performing bhakti. So one is bhakta, and as he performs bhakti, devotional service, which is hearing his pastimes, during such kathas, then you achieve Bhagavan. Bhakta connects with Bhagavan through the medium of bhakti. And this is the topmost bhakti also. Of the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam is number one activity. Shravanam Kirtanam, what? Krishna Smaranam. Ah, the same goal is not jnana or karma, goal is bhakti. Goal is Bhagavan. It's bhakti that we perform here, of hearing Krishna Charitam, we get Bhagavan. And then Shuka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami begins Krishna's pastimes narration, and he will go on now for a long, long, long time. Are you ready? Ninety chapters. About one fourth of the entire Bhagavatam is just Krishna's pastimes. It's the longest canto. Of course, we want to deal with about the first 10 chapters. this time or this year, there's startups in next year. Don't get clues anyway. Times before Krishna's appearance, very bad times, and puffed up kings, Mother Earth is feeling burdened by their presence. Bhuri-bhadarinam, difficult for her to share all that burden of, they're all her children but not good children. Jesus was a good son. But God cannot have his one son. We know so many good sons. Go through Gita, Bhagavad, Mahabharata, and you'll come across hundreds and thousands of good sons that this world has seen. Some of you have more than two sons? Jagdish? Children? You have a few? Because I have a daughter, two daughters. Jagdish has two daughters. So three children? Well, how could God have just one son? So anyway, it was something else. But we know about many, many good sons, as good, if not more good or better qualified. Western world is deprived of all this knowledge and information. Yeah, we welcome Jesus. He's also one of our acharyas, Prabhupada says. But there are so many, hundreds and thousands of them. And they are everybody's. They are not for Hindus or for Indians only. So Mother Earth doesn't feel. They are also on the earth, but good son, no burden. They are still happy, but not so good or bad one.